C'est quand même, we believe that there is, that there is Hashem. A person can merit to know that there's a creator, there's a God. And through this, I'll fill up all your treasures. So we gathered here to have this chus, awesome chus, to be in this seat. I hope also other friends will come down, also have this chus to come in here. And the Jew opens their mouth, it's worth it to hear. Maybe from Shemayim they'll put the mana off the important things. Maybe you'll have to hear something important. Things that will arise your heart. A few months ago, Hashem gave me this chus to talk with a certain avich from the yeshiva. He had many, many, many questions on the Rav. And he really, 3 months, he hasn't got one over to the Rav. He doesn't want to talk with the Rav. And he has such issues with the Rav. One evening he said, he called me, maybe I have good advice for him. So we met, and we spoke for 2 hours. So then I told him, let's say like this. Let's say that we know that Rav Shalom is right here with us. In this whole conversation, also Rav Shalom is here and he talks about it. We're talking, about all the problems, all the doubts, but we have to know that the Rav is here with us. We spoke for about almost 2 years. Next day, 8 o'clock in the morning, Rav Shalom calls him in. On the phone. Avshalom hasn't spoken to him. Avshalom, he never had a strong kesher with the Rav. He's not one of the 36 holy tzaddikim that Avshalom calls. Avshalom called him at 8 o'clock in the morning. He asked him, how are you doing? I haven't spoken in a long time. Avshalom was mamash with us. What does it depend on? It depends on our hearts. What do we want? Remember that once I was outside the house. We lived in our chefetz and the contract was up. We couldn't find a different house to live. We know that's a famous trouble in this area. People don't find can't find an apartment. And Hashem had mercy on me. Rav Shalom wrote in a very short way at the end of his day out the story of how Hashem married, giving his chus to buy a house here. Page 310 or something. So buying a house, it's brought down in Zeyal because it has to do with many times. I did 6 hours many times. So one day, the time that Rav Shalom used to still teach Gemara in his house, Sel Chagiga, 17, 18 pages by heart, we learned with the Rav. Almost 4 years that I sat with the Rav, learning in his class. It was a wonderful class. We revealed what the Rav's Yetzer Hara is. He can't teach Gemara, he has the Yetzer Hara. He cannot teach Gemara. He opens his mouth and he starts teaching Gemara, but what comes out at the end is Chizuk and stuff like that. We learned, because he has such Havas Yisrael day and night to arouse the heart. So one of these nights, those days that we learned in the Rav's class, the Gemara, so at night I went out to do 6 hours in Yar Yerushalayim. When I was in the field, I called, I screamed to Hashem, I can't, We're outside the house to sleep in a hotel with three kids in one little room in the middle of town. We used to come every Shabbos in yeshiva. They gave us the person won't come to the yeshiva. They wanted to give us a house with a very little amount of money, with 500 rooms, with a machsan, with a big park in Gilo. And we said no to that. My father was shocked. No, you're not normal. Well, you have kids, you have a responsibility. He starts telling him that he's right, I have nothing else to tell him. Oh, but I know that if I take this, that will be the end. I won't be in the yeshiva anymore. Someone doesn't merit to be here on Shabbos. He goes with Seus Nefesh, Chilerav. So the main, he's losing the main thing. Someone is here on Shabbos, he knows what we're talking about over here. Taste. Main Olam Haba. So that night, that Hashem gave me the zchus to go 6 hours in the field. I was just screaming to Hashem. Hashem gave me the zchus to scream from the depth of my heart. I don't have koyach. Have mercy on me, have mercy. We have troubles, Hashem also troubled with us. So I decided to call the Rav and talk with the Rav. So in the field, I was telling Rav, give me a hand. I don't know even where, it was in the middle of the forest in Yerushalayim somewhere. Not a fun place to be in the middle of the night, but I didn't have a good time. But went to work. In the middle of the night in Yerushalayim. Under Yad Vashem. I said, Arav, give me a hand. And I lifted my hand. Give me a hand, Arav, help me. Give me a hand. I can't do this anymore. The next day, I was supposed to go to the Rav's shir. The Rav's speaking a regular shir. I don't remember exactly which Gemara it was, but he spoke about getting close to the tzaddikim, attaching yourself to the tzaddikim. And the Rav spoke. No one understood what the Rav was talking about. Everyone was like, what? Listen, the Rav is speaking, very nice. The Rav just looked at me. And he said, what a person can merit through. How much of merit? He's doing the same movement that I did in the forest. How much a person can merit through attaching himself to tzaddiki? A man can hold his man's rav, his rav's hand, even when he's standing in the forest in the middle of the night. Hashem is there, I'm not lying to you. That's why I'm just speaking the kvod achsanya, the respect of the rav, the honor of the avalish. That's the will I had. To say the Rav's words, the Rav is saying it over and over all the time. I don't need to do that. Maybe from Shammai it'll open, that if it comes from such a low place from me, so it will go to everyone's hearts. Sometimes the class in English, how do I come to the class and I tell you what to do? Who am I? I remember exactly where I came from. What am I? Bal Tshuva, like everyone, any other Avrechim in the Yeshiva. There's really no difference. So why did Hashem give me the courage to go and speak in English and give classes every day? And then I've said that I'm doing him a favor, and I give a shir and turn it off in the base. And the Rav used to be there. He opened the mail system. I tell the guys in my class, just because Dafka from this way, I don't remember that I'm a regular person. I don't forget this. Hashem is so good to me that I can't even comprehend. A person could daven and do a few hours, 6 hours, at the end you receive a house. What kind of thing is that? I think they can't buy a house their whole life, and they can't buy a house, and people can't leave their titles. You see a person who holds half an hour, he goes, does another half an hour. We see that they clean themselves up. So I know you're living in a different world. I remember my grandmother when she was nifter. I went with my brother to Haifa, to Levaya. And in the way we're joking and laughing, and she died. You forget that you're with your brother, you forget you're about Shuba. And I look in the mirror and I see my face, the beard, and tennis. Who are you? Who am I? How do we change? Avlinder walked in. I went over to Avlinder before I came down here. I saw a Rav. I came to get a bracha that Hashem will open my mouth to say the right things. What are you going to? First of all, he gave me a bracha, and he asked me, "What do you want to talk about?" Maybe we'll talk about to arouse the love of the students of the Rav. And they were talking just now, Moshe Safati and Avlin, they were talking about that. And how close you have to get to the Rav. It's a light that Hashem wants to bring down. What could we say? The Rav, what the Rav says over and over. We heard the Rav 100 times already. Just Nemuna, Nemuna, Nemuna. But there's points that to return to them. A friend from Yeshiva came over to me. He said, he asked me, "Is there Yael that you married to buy Avlis bought a house with 6 hours, 6 hours many times?" And I said, "It's you. Give me strength. I also want to do that. Give me chizuk." I did many times 6 hours, and I asked the Rav. And the Rav told me, "I don't know what to do with you. Didn't see anything like that. You're davening." I'll tell you the truth. It's such a place that the Rav talks to it a lot. Nikuda of the will. The will of a person has to be so clear, so clarified, that he will want to serve Hashem alone. To work, Arav, take me, Arav, do this, Arav, give me, Arav, do, Arav, this. The Rav once gave a shir about Purim. He spoke about this matter. You have to reach in the drinking of Purim, and they won't know between Baruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. I've explained, to get to such a place where there's Mordechai, which is cursed. So we can understand that Haman is going to be blessed. But how can you see that Mordechai is a curse by Mordechai? How can that be? A tzaddik, explain that, a tzaddik that just works everything out for all the students, doesn't let them serve Hashem themselves, he's cursed. Who needs such a Mordechai? Who needs such a Mordechai that's setting up your life very nicely? That's not the point of the Rav. Everyone will be robots of the Rav. It will be in the Rav's table. That's not what he wants. I went to the Rav, Rav. He just stopped up to the Rav. It's a good thing to go over to the Rav and say, "Rav, I love you." But my heart was broken. I told the Rav. Hashem gave me this chus to really go over to the Rav and say, "Rav, you're really the light of my life. Without you, I can't do anything." Once I came to the Rav, I said, "Rav, Yeah, I miss you so much. I want to come to you more. I thank Hashem that He distanced me away, because it's very healthy not to be very close. Being close to Rav is very important, but being far from Him is more important. It's true, it's fire. We have to be very scared to be very close to Him. To know, and the Rav testifies about Himself. Why did I marry more than all the students by Rav Berland? Because I knew to take the words and to internalize them to the place where I am standing. The Rav can talk about Mesilas Nefesh in very high places. I know if I take his advice now, he'll destroy the Shalom Bayis. You have to have the responsibility and to understand it, to internalize the thing in your personal place, not just to take it as the Rav said I'm doing. To where you are, to work with it. Like Rabbi Lanz said, 18 hours tomorrow. Who could do 18 hours tomorrow? We have to separate from our wives. Who could separate from our wives? We need this, we need that. We need this. There's no kaling for that. So there are thoughts, will, desires, to take these words and see how do I merit. This is what I want. How do I do it? How do I do it? So each one has to see it personally. So I went up to the Rebbe and I said, Rav, I miss you so much. I want to meet you some more. I want to spend more time next to you. Each sandwich of the Rebbe opens your life. It was in 1 minute. Once I took him to a shir, I went out of the car at 6 in the evening like a projector. I was fire. I was loving Hashem, I was loving everything. I saw it, it's not mine. You touch the Rav, you're by the Rav. You didn't talk a few times. You see that it changes your life. You see that it changes you. Hashem had given the schus that once. After Shir, I did his bodedut. On the way home. Hashem, why am I always having an hour of success? My tshuva. All my tshuva depends on the classes of the Rav. I see clearly that when the Rav is able to bring me whatever I need to hear, then I do tshuva. I don't have bechira anymore. Maybe I'll start davening about the Rav. I told this to the Rav. I told the Rav, I miss you so much. I want to be so much next to you. You think if someone comes in and out, it means it's close to me? Someone close to me is someone who works with the advice I give. It's also true, but I also have what to say about that. One of the friends in the yeshiva does wonderful things for the yeshiva. This Jew needs yeshua for years, more than 10 years. I don't want to say any details. He needs a salvation or something. And I went, drove the Rav somewhere. So what's with Pliny? What's with this guy? This guy in the yeshiva for years. He's been so good for the yeshiva. And everyone knows this. And he's not arguing against you, not quarreling against you, and you're good to him, and he's good to him. How could why the Rav didn't help him, didn't give him a salvation from Shammai? Rav said, answer from Shammai. He told me, someone comes to me, I can help him. Someone doesn't come to me, I can't help him. To come to me, even with a little bit, even a few shekels, to remind me the name, and that's how I can help. The next day, I went to the Avich, I didn't listen. I spoke to the Rav about you. And he said, I told you about you. And I told him about the salvation. And he said, you have to give him money. You have to go to him. He didn't go to the Rav. He didn't go. He said, I don't want to bother the Rav. The Rav is sorry. I told him, listen, I'm not telling you from my heart to go. The Rav said that you should go over to him. Give him shekel, 2 shekels, 5 shekels. Come. He has a fear from the Rav. To get close to the Rav. So on the one hand, you have to get close to the Rav. You must get close to the Rav. You have to be the Some people in the yeshiva, they know about themselves. As much as they went forward so much, we need to get married so much more. A lot more. There's a possibility like that. To marry from the Rav. He's really a Ish Elokim, a godly man. Rabbi said he was five in the tzaddikim, number three, number two. רבי יוזרוויץ' תסתפיים עד רב ארוש קול רב ארון יבר סור הגד המלך to know I never saw to hear look at רב שלום שלום עושה לידה this is how המלך looks look at the רב שלום רב ארוש נפטר Aaron of Shalosh is your Rebbe. And Rav Aaron Stern is not a fight to Rav Aaron completely. We see Rav Yishon Kohen, we see Rav Lindner, we see people that grew up between Yitzhak and Das Tayo. We see how they respect the Arab. Come from Shamayim. There will come days people will come out of the garbage sewer and we're all building. That's us. We came out of the sewer and they put on us these white stripes. What happened? Only we're ninja. We're ninja in Dusha. What happened? Take an hour in Am Yisrael. Every bird in Am Yisrael. More people are coming to the yeshiva. Unfortunately, Rabbi Zikovich showed me. The Sefer says, when the Rav learns Torah Shema, such light comes down in the yeshiva that the students leave, run away out of the yeshiva. They can't stand the learning. They can't stand the yeshiva. They can't hear the yeshiva. They can't hear the Rav. Because he brings down such light, such Torah Lishma. He loves every Jew. He has sour from something happens to hear of a Jew. He starts crying. He has little thoughts. Rabbi Chaim Stern said, one of the 36 tzaddikim. He saw the hand of Rav Shalom. He has a hand of a baby that was born. How is it? Rav Stern said that when he was a kid, he put out his group of 36. He said, until I didn't see Rav Shalom, I didn't know, I didn't believe, didn't know that Baal Tshuva could reach such a high level. Holy, holy. Really, all the tzaddikim are mentioned in the Torah. Hashem showing us, we can see how much of Likutei Moran talking about Malchut Chesed, where the Rav the student goes and goes from place to place in his name, like the name of his Rebbe. Rabbi brought down the intelligence, but no one understood. We went to the Moran, we started to stay with the Rabbi in the class. We also don't understand what we're saying. Even though we love Rabbeinu. Remember, 3 years ago, there was a big balagam between the tickets, how to go, where to go, confusion. 7 years, you didn't know what to do, so I went to the Rav. I said, Rav, what to do? Tell me what to do, you're my Rav. I don't know how to ask Hashem to get answers. I don't know how to open the Kutei Moran and see him advice. For your Rav, you just started to do it. So the Rav has this gift to come down to this generation and bring all the words of Rabbeinu to the most simplest way that we'll be able to accept it. Not only to bring it simply down, we have each and every one of us we're able to be even lower. Some people can't even understand the Rav. Some of them on the Rav. With all the respect, he's bringing himself all the way down. Some people, they cannot hear Rav Shalom. They can't talk with him. The simplest thing is to see English. He can't talk English. He understands, but he can't talk. So you need to have a Rav Lezer Brody to go and conquer America and the French and all that. Or me that I'm trying to speak English with them. Now what? Comes out that from your mouth, comes out words that even clearer than Rav Arush Kibyachol. And that's what Rav Arush is coming down to us. He's giving us a hell of a time. Passing on. Yeah, passing on. To pass on down there is that there is Hashem. Don't be dry to go and teach. In the last hours of his life, he said, go out and teach the Torah, go out and teach. So the reality is that the Yetzara is not a fire. Hashem sent the Yetzara. The Yetzara will leave us is it to continue the light of our love into us? Or not? It's not a real test. The point is, how much nullification are you going to get? We cannot imitate the Rav. Each one has to ask himself, when my deeds will be like my forefathers' deeds. Yagiu doesn't mean you have to reach. Once, when I'm going to get to touch once the midas of my Rebbe, to love my Amis like my Rebbe. I told my guys in the class, I was never able to say words to the depth of my heart like the Rav says them. I've never had the schus to say like the Rav does it. He's loving Am Yisrael, schus nefesh for each and every one of us. He told me once, you'll never you will never be able to understand, and you cannot comprehend how much I sacrifice, how much am I'm sacrificing all the time, that the light of Rabbeinu will go through me. We cannot understand. Only when a person is a little bit close to him, he spends some time with him, he sees he has such a seal's nefesh. Unbelievable. Not normal. I remember it a few months ago. She gave me this chus to go to the Rav. I went to the Rav to cry about something. One of the things that I always told Rebbe, that I want to warn you, you're coming to your kehila with it, they all cry all the time. Anyway, I used to go to the Rav to cry about something. And I went to the Rav and I cried about something. And he was so upset at me. I never saw him feel so upset. A few times I saw him upset at me. Baruch Hashem. When this Rebbe gives him, someone marries to get close to his Rebbe, even when his Rebbe is upset of him, that's what stands for him. That's what. The Rebbe was so mad at me. He said, I want you to be strong. And he said, because when you're not strong, I need to waste hours and spend hours in strengthening you, diving for you. But when you're strong, I can go and do Yeshua's for Olam Yisrael. We need to be strong. Each one of us. It's not a file. They're really going in. What, 7 hours? 7 months? 7 months I didn't have a house. 3 months by the hotel, 1 month by my parents, and 3 months by my mother, 1 month by my in-laws. Looking for apartment, there's no apartment. 5,000, 6,000. Yeah, here, I was looking for apartment. 6,000 shekels, hardly any windows in the house. The test is still nefesh. The Rav did not create the world, not me, no one else, not you. That's the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. If you really have a still nefesh, you really trust Hashem, and you throw yourself all the way, you'll be safe. You can trust your parents, they will help you in Parnassa. You'll see that it wasn't worth it. You can trust Bituach Lumi, you can trust it. Trust yourself, that you're there, you can trust Ezra. And sooner or later, it's going to fall apart. There's only one Bituach Hashem, which is 100%. Only Bituach Hashem is 100%. Hashem put us in a very difficult place. I see their faces. A little bit of my love to each other. I know what people are going through. Also, on the face I could see. Why is Hashem doing this? I won't explain this. Not the Geula. Why is the Geula? The Geula is not coming. What's going on? Because whatever we reach at the end, it's such precious, so precious, so huge. At the end, you'll understand that you didn't pay anything for this. You want to buy something 100 shekels, you got 100 shekels, you'll buy. You want to buy a house. Understand that you have to take a mashkanta. You can understand that for 20 or 30 years you'll be paying you a few thousand shekels a month. Fine, take $1 million, I have to pay with the payments. But in the next world, the payments that we're paying is nothing for the joy that we're going to get to the next world. It's an eternal benefit. Getting close to the Rav is exactly the same as me. When we now offer ourselves to the Rav with love to the Rav, the point is to be baked in the heart, like I'll be mistaken. I remember there was a time, almost a year, I was going to lose my mind, lose my sanity. I was suffering every single day. Found out 6 years or 5-6 years, I used to go to the junction. The guys still remember me. I used to go every day to the junction. That's how we used to live. How could you pay with that rent? Shalom bayis issues. I didn't understand my wife. I didn't understand what she's talking about. I had to always try to understand how to make her happy. One thing is the Rav, how to make my wife happy. Tell me, you know what I do? Do what I do. I go to the field. Is that Hashem? I don't know. I used to say, you make her happy. I don't know how to make my wife happy. You make her happy. I still don't know. That's about our stuff. So I do. We all created to help our Rebbe. A year and a half, it took Rabbi Natan to open his eyes after the trauma that he had. Rabbeinu died. He couldn't find his hands behind his legs. Because all this time that Rabbeinu was alive, Rabbi Natan didn't have a self-existence. He only did the skills nefesh had to do with Rabbeinu asked. To do what?
To
Shimon to the Rebbe. I want to get to the shug and scream out. The Rebbe said, no, don't go out. It's not the right way to go out to the market and scream. Slowly, go. You got guidance from Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu.
Through Rabbi Natan, the last
hours of Rabbeinu, of Natan had this to Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu said that after Rabbeinu died, from the fact that he didn't really believe that Rabbeinu will die, he didn't ask Rabbeinu questions. And many questions he left for himself, and he doesn't have answer. But Rabbeinu was always looking at him, long looks, full of meaning. And Rabbi Natan testifies that for years afterwards, he understood things. What Rabbeinu hinted were looking like that on him, looking like that on him at this hour, like that. How do you know? Maybe Rabbeinu didn't mean this. I looked at you. Looking at you, you understand all kinds of things. How could that be that you? Maybe it's not true. You understand. The Rav's talking to 200 people. Who said he's talking to you? I asked friends, four different people with good memory. What did the Rav give on Wednesday? Serious people. Each one told me something else. They were all in the same shir. Each one told me something. You know this happened? Because the Rav David really shir. Tell me, it's because each one will hear what he needs to hear. Each one will hear according to his the source of his soul. How did Rabbi Natan know exactly what Rabbeinu meant when he looked at him like that, looking at this? On this personal point, it's a mun on himself. He trusted himself. If I understood this, that's what my Rav said. אם זה לרבי אהרון מברס, רבי אהרון מברס לרבי סטלי. He understood it inside, and personally. The point to believe, trust yourself, to believe in yourself. The Rebbe is also talking to me, each one, yeah? Also talking to me. He's giving me the advice all the time, how to do things, how to speak more Torah. A person has to believe in himself. We know we could also go wrong, do mistakes. Sometimes it seems to us this or that, we're going like this, right? That's why you have to daven for things. If you daven for things, you have to say, it's a good advice that I also try to do. Now I'll go back to the point where I said that you told, I asked you to remind me. Once, I was by the Rebbe in the house, and Yosef, the son's Rav, told the Rebbe today that he's going to do, that he's going to do this. The Rav smiled. So the Rav smiled. The Rav said, I daven for you half an hour. Half an hour came out for Yosef 10 minutes of Igbo. Rav daven for his son. And his son had good Igbo. I daven about you half an hour. Alvai. I wish someone would daven for me half an hour. I sat out here. There's no one here in the right hand. What are you telling me? That he's asking us to daven for him. He's asking. He said, Revai. So I accepted myself over a year. Every day, half an hour, daven for the Rav. I see that's the will of the world. The Rav said explicitly. It's a schus to daven for the Rav. The Torah is not, you can't acquire the Torah only through schus nefesh. Only through schus nefesh. And everyone is going to have schus nefesh. Attaching true attachment to the Rav. You know that the light of the Rav will shine through him. The Rav is talking a lot of times. He gives you guys a shiur upstairs, and you come down here, and the Rav is talking the same stuff. How could that be? Because I know. I know that I have nothing to sell. I talk what the Rav talks. It's not my stuff, not my merchandise. Someone thinks that he could write such a book, a Garden of Emuna, Gan Gagoim, or any other books. How do they even come to the world?
סיפר
משה קלו שחכם אברהם חי
וכל הספר מלא מראה מקומות כתבי אריזה
the whole book is full of marks כתבי אריזה
מלא הערות ומחילה שאני מתחס שלום לא לזלזל בכבוד הרב בכלל לא
The Rav thought about the Kitvah Arizah, he doesn't know the Kitvah Arizah.
I was in an interview
of Mishpacha in English. Interviewer. What did you used to do together? We used to learn. Which books did you learn?
למדנו מה
שלומדים.
אני אתחיל לענות לך לתת לך לכל האבים שאני אגיד לך מה שעשינו שם. הרב היה בורח לנו, הישיבה לא
הייתה לי.
ארבע שנים ראשונות, שרק 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 שרק
He was in the Lubavitch. Go to the car in the morning. Sits 4 or 6 hours with Dr. Armstrong in Mount Lubavitch. When he received Vizyonot, disgraces, great disgraces from Rabbi Yisrael says disgrace. Hashem says what's the past. Before they used to come to Rabbi Yisrael, he had any something or he saw something bad in the week. He took 3-4 hours of tshuva. He went into Rabbi Yisrael. He's so embarrassed. Does he know that Rabbi Yisrael knows everything? Everything.
You
think Rabbi Yisrael doesn't know anything? Rabbi Yisrael knows this better than we always know. I held there as then. You don't need to tell me anything. I know everything that you're going through. We all told you. Each one has his own personal point. There's no answers and there's no advice. Advice is, ask to Hashem, why would I do with this? What you can do, what you don't even understand that you can do. Hashem, I didn't open for you yet. So you don't even know yet, and also I don't know. I have such a. I can tell you
how
we can learn together. We can do
this
term of community. We lost that already a long time ago. I mean, it's just hold ourselves together.
מהפירוד, כל הסצר וכל היסורים שלנו זה בגלל שהאהבה בינינו לא פועלת. אנחנו לא מחזיקים ידיים, יש לך כאלה כישרונות כאן, כאלה...
נקרתי
להקליט דיסק לעשות שירים, ליאור יש לו אולפן, בניהו בא, אריאל בא, מנגן בסקסופון, והוא מביא את הגיטרה, ופתאום יוצא אלבום, ובעליות של אפס כסף, למה?
Because when you get together, you can do a lot. So you put out the album, you do buying apartments together, you do all kinds of things. Things that we could do. We just need will, we need.
If
we want this, it's probably do it. Each one of you killed buying something to buy a house.
זה מה שמותר לך, חייב
מישהו אחר ירוץ. יש לנו כאן אנשים שיכולים לעשות את
הדברים.
אם זה לא בני הרב, אז לא. למה? מה אתה חושב שהרב יש לו זמן לקנות חבאים? מחילה, הרכבת הזאת נוסעת להציל את עם ישראל, וכל אחד ואחד מכם צריך להגיד את הנקודה הזאת על הרכבת הזאת. לא רק שהיא נוסעת להציל את עם ישראל, היא גם תמשיך לנסוע להציל את עם ישראל. היא לא עוצרת, לא
בשביל
מי, לא בשביל גדולים, שובים העצומים שהיו פה,
שהם יעריכים
מהם בתור
מבינים
ברכבת,
מצאה,
השאירה אותם מאחורה, ומה עצמו ברכבת, וזה לא משנה כמה היו חשובים.
זה בגלל זה היה פורט קאמר.
הרכבת הזאת יש לה שליחות, שאילו הקפיטן שלה לא שולך ברכבת. בואו
נעמד
את המערך הזה.
עכשיו המערך שלך,
בשמיים, אחד הדברים המשתנים, האור ממנו של רבנו יורד ישר לישיבה, זה לא...
אולי רבנו
כאן סייג, זה גם לא בבחירה של הרב.
Not the rough choice.
Rav,
he has
shlichus.
He has shlichus. He has no choice. He has to work. We do things together. Easily.
יש דברים קלים, יש מי שכבר קנה בית, אתה לא קנית עדיין בית, אז אתה לא עושה
איך קנית בית. הוא קונה בית, הוא לא עושה איך קנית בית,
אתה לא
עושה איך קנית בית,
אתה לא בנית בית, אבל יש
אנשים
שהעמידו בניינים. יש אנשים שהעמידו בניינים. לפני התשובה שלהם, עוד כשאתה התחלת
להרר
בתשובה, הם כבר היו קבלנים, וכבר היו. יש פה חבר'ה לעשות הכל. יש פה
חבר'ה,
באמת. לעשות הכל, רק מה חסר? חסר את ה...
What are we missing? We're missing this arousal. It's together.
זה דבר שאנחנו צריכים להתפלל על
עצמו. צריכים להסתם פה.
להגיע למקומות האלה של לעשות דברים ביחד, כי אף אחד לא... כי גם סתם דוגמה, מתי שאז ניסו להקים את הוועדה, ובחרו אותי להיות בוועדה, ורובן, וכל מי שנתן, נדרסנו מתחת לגלגלים של הישיבה הזאת, לא...
It's easy to be done. Wisdom. David, I will marry to do things together with the power of the Rav. I imagine myself.
Nathan
said once.
שם יש לו דרכים משלו.
שם יש לו דרכים משלו.
הוא אמר,
מן הראוי
שהיה כאן
2,600 אושר.
זה
לא בשם ידע.
השם
הזה יזדוי.
באמת.
הרב
שלנו לא
יודע. אני לא יודע. My heart. I have great love to the Rav. Great, great love.
לפני שנסיים את השם.
Before finish this משנה.
אני ממש...
Love, I bless you all. The Rav will be on your heart. You have great love to the Rav. Can imagine what we can merit through him. See here in Shalom Bayis, houses get destroyed, people crash on the way. We see houses, we see families, even with what we're going through. Someone who goes and sees what I've done in Am Yisrael, we see what people are going through. People lose this world and the next world. We are going and growing, even with...
Miracle,
the turtles, the
turtles. זוכים, בכל אופן, עוד טיפה, ועוד טיפה, ועוד שבילה, ועוד התבודדות, ובסוף אתה זוכה. אתה יודע, אתה מרד. תסתכל במראה.
You see in the mirror, you see yourself. You know who you were. You got your שמיים, you got stuff.
שאמרתי לפני כמה
ימים,
על איזושהי נקודה,
וזה... פיוק לי ואת סמי.
אתה אין לך במה לדאוג, אתה
לא תורא, אני גוי ולהלכה.
היא
תוצר שלה
ישר. כלומר, באמת, אפילו הבעיות שיש לך בשלום בית, מתוך הנקודה שלך שאתה מצא לקשור מהלכה, שאתה רוצה להתקדיר, שאתה רוצה...
איך הביאו אותנו? איך הביאו אותנו?
איך הביאו אותי למקום הזה, רק בואו... שחשוב לי, שיהיה יקר בעיניי, הפותח השם, שיהיה...
don't care for serving Hashem. How did the Rav do this? Anachon Dechina said,
I'm
a complete miracle of Rabbeinu. You have your Shammai, you want good things to do.
אם אפשר להמתין עוד שתי דקות, יש הודעה חשובה מאוד למסור בעזרת השם, הרב סגל. אז בעזרת השם, אני השם מבקר אותנו, להיות הרב. לא מצא, אמר רבי שמעון בן חלפתא, לא מצא את הקדוש ברוך הוא כלי מחזיר ברכה לישראל, אלא על שלום, שנאמר, אדוני עוד ואדוני כן, אדוני כברך, 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 אדו